naval maneuvers off the coast of Alaska. The U.S. Navy deployed 4 destroyers to the region after spotting Chinese and Russian warships patrolling in nearby waters. A close call at the South China Sea. Beijing firing water cannons at a Filipino boat. Washington is reacting. Chasing Dreams, a new documentary, is bringing China's military preparation to the big screen. But what's the target? What do you think? Let us know below and subscribe if you haven't already. Welcome to China in Focus. I'm Tiffany Meyer. It's happening again. Chinese and Russian warships in the waters near Alaska. U.S. officials confirming that 11 Chinese and Russian ships did a joint drill near Alaska's Aleutian Islands last week. Darren Gobb, an international military strategist, told NTD that the drill was able to take place because of an incompetent leadership.
Well, I think this moment is chosen because of this administration. If I were them, putting myself in their shoes, I would look at a weak administration and say, now's the time to do something, whatever that may be.
This isn't a first. Last September, a U.S. Coast Guard ship ran into 7 Chinese and Russian warships near Alaska. The U.S. said the ships were operating within America's Exclusive Economic Zone, or EEZ. It's an area of the ocean extending over 200 miles from a country's territorial sea. The ships dispersed after being spotted by the U.S. Coast Guard. U.S. Northern Command said this time the Chinese and Russian warships stayed in international waters and wasn't considered a threat. They left after the U.S. sent 4 destroyers. Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska applauded the U.S. response. He said the encounter is a reminder that the U.S. has entered a new era of authoritarian aggression. Caught on camera. Footage showing a Chinese Coast Guard ship firing water cannons at a Filipino boat. The Philippines is a key U.S. ally, and the Chinese ship was blocking the Filipino ship from delivering food supplies to troops on a disputed island. The U.S. is reacting. In a statement, the State Department said the U.S. stands with the Philippines. Washington also pointed out that an armed attack on Philippines' public vessels would invoke U.S. response. The Philippine government summoned China's ambassador following the incident.
So this was like a David versus Goliath situation, because there were only 2 Coast Guard vessels and 2 Philippine supply boats against 6 large Coast Guard, Chinese Coast Guard vessels and 2 Chinese militia vessels and more People's Liberation Army naval vessels at near proximity to the area.
The South China Sea is situated between China, Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Philippines. A third of global trade passes through this area. But Beijing is trying to claim most of the region. A close call happened just this May when a Chinese jet cut in front of the nose of a U.S. aircraft. China's war preparations are coming to the silver screen. China just released an 8-part documentary titled Chasing Dreams on the country's readiness to attack Taiwan, with soldiers in it saying they're willing to lay down their lives in the process. Communist China claims Taiwan as part of the mainland, despite having never ruled it. Taiwan staunchly disagrees, pointing to its democratically elected leaders and constitution. Despite that, the Chinese regime has never ruled out taking the island by force if necessary. This 8-part documentary highlights that. A Navy member says he'd use his own body to block the naval mines in combat. The documentary also highlighted the Chinese aircraft carrier Shandong, which has been transiting the Taiwan Strait recently. Looking at some cold hard facts, China's military is at 2 million versus Taiwan's near 200,000, though Taiwan does have 1.6 million in reserve. Taiwan's reserve members could be called upon in the event of an actual war. This documentary comes amid a rise in Chinese aggression around the island, with Taiwan's defense ministry saying Sunday it detected 20 Chinese military aircraft, half of which crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which marks an unofficial boundary between the two sides. House China Committee Chairman Mike Gallagher is drawing attention to the Chinese regime's Ministry of State Security, the MSS. In an interview on Fox News last week, he compared the CCP's foremost intelligence and espionage agency with the Soviet Union's KGB. According to him, the MSS is operating widely on U.S. soil and at a scale far larger than the CIA. Gallagher calls on Americans to, quote, raise awareness and make sure we are guarding against this. Gallagher denounced the two U.S. Navy sailors who were arrested for allegedly spying for the CCP, calling them traitors. The congressman also noted that the CCP's ambitions for Taiwan will lead the regime to stealing sensitive information from the U.S. Did Chinese officials influence U.S. energy policies? According to an exclusive report from Fox News last week, the head of President Biden's Energy Department spoke multiple times with the Chinese regime's top energy official. That was days before the Biden administration released a historic amount of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The administration released 50 million barrels of oil from the reserve in 2021 to counter high gas prices. It was sold to the highest bidder, which included some Chinese state-run energy companies. Fox News says it obtained internal calendars showing U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm speaking privately with the CCP energy official just days before that. The Energy Department now says the meeting was about climate change, but isn't saying specifically what was discussed. Republican leaders have criticized the oil releases, saying it weakened national security and helped foreign adversaries. Republican lawmakers want answers from the Biden administration on alleged Chinese malware attacks. The attacks reportedly targeted key government officials and utility companies, including those serving U.S. military installations. A group of lawmakers sent a letter last week to defend Secretary Lloyd Austin and NSA Cybersecurity Director Rob Joyce. They want to know the extent of the alleged hacks, how long the Biden administration has been aware of them, and what steps are being taken to address the situation. The lawmakers said the CCP is increasing its attacks on U.S. bases and military infrastructure, and that's matched by their increasingly aggressive behavior in the Taiwan Strait and other international waters. The lawmakers added that CCP aggression in the cyber domain must be met with a firm, resolute, and measured response from the United States. Chinese ownership of U.S. farmland has been increasing over the past decade, which some in Congress consider a major national security issue. A related issue involves allegations of agricultural espionage. The House Select Committee on China held a roundtable event in Iowa to hear about this firsthand. NTD's Melina Weisskopf has the details.
There were many aspects as to what was discussed at that Iowa field hearing, but one major concern that was highlighted was the CCP's ongoing efforts to steal highly prized agricultural technology. They gave one example that happened in Iowa about 10 years ago. There was a Chinese man spotted digging up and stealing seeds straight from an Iowa farmer's land.
Not just any seeds, these were hybrid seeds. So these high-tech seeds are among the most tightly guarded trade secrets in the industry.
Crops that are grown from these seeds can then be sold by China at much cheaper prices. Trade is also a major issue.
Especially when agricultural exports, especially from your district and others, are so vital to our economy.
And a separate issue that has garnered much more attention, especially from folks here in Congress recently, is the issue of the Chinese buying farmland here, especially near military bases,
where they could potentially monitor our activities.
This has led to half of the states having passed or considered restricting Chinese purchases of U.S. farmland, and lawmakers are looking to do so on a federal level. Now there's a mysterious land purchase that is right around a California air base, which is known as the gateway to the Pacific. One concerned congressman saying, "We have no idea where the nearly $900 million has come from." They bought well over 55,000 acres of land in the area, and the purchase raises a major concern. Reporting from Capitol Hill, Melina Weisskopf, NTD News.
Americans are traveling abroad this summer, and they don't seem to mind that it's putting a dent in their pocketbooks. The average cost for a flight to Europe is $1,200. And according to a travel booking app, that's the highest price in the last 6 years. The hefty price tag isn't stopping Americans from flocking to their favorite European destinations, as well as countries across the Pacific and Asia. But one country may not be one of the popular destinations for U.S. travelers. Last month, the U.S. State Department issued an updated advisory warning Americans to reconsider travel to China. That's due to the risk of wrongful detention. A record low tourism rate in China also suggests a concerning trend. People don't want to visit there. The country recorded just 52,000 visitors in the first quarter of this year. That's compared to 3.7 million in the same period in 2019. That's all for today's China in Focus on YouTube. We're now sharing a shortened version of our program here after being demonetized for 2 years. Here's what to look out for in our second half. The largest Russian and Chinese joint naval force patrolled off the coast of Alaska. It's deemed as the largest such fleet to ever sail so close to American shores. How should Washington respond? And what's the best way to counter China? Experts say it's to apply pressure where it hurts most. But where are they most vulnerable? We sat down with Grant Newsham, retired Marine colonel and author of When China Attacks, for details. The full episode is available on our partner platform, Epoch TV. To sign up, click the link down below. Thanks for watching China in Focus. I'm Tiffany Meyer. See you tomorrow.